All right, I'm gonna also, I'm just gonna go ahead and turn on the AI too. And the transcript. It doesn't overload my computer. I don't know, my computer is having problems today. Okay. So, back to the slideshow. Okay, so today's agenda, we'll go through delegate preparation and support, a little bit on IT, the technical stuff, Zoom stuff. Talk a little bit about the conference website and portal. Then I'll go through the agenda for this coming Saturday and review the motion process. And there'll be questions, and there'll be questions all along, not just at the end. Conference website, this is the main location for all delegate information. And you know what? I think this is a wrong link, actually. Let me
Click
see.
on it.
Let's see.
Click on the link.
Yeah.
Right, it has changed.
Yeah. You know what? It's going there though.
Oh,
I
good.
think the name on the name on the
Good.
name is different, but the link's good.
Okay, good.
So the link within it.
Post it in chat.
So I'm just gonna go ahead and share the website here. And this is like the main place. And see, it's changed because it's called
Business
it's the
meetings.
business meetings, yeah. And it's a little harder to find with the conference stuff. And so the registration is here, you know, and the main delegate needs to register.
Done that.
Alternates, the only thing on alternates, it's mainly for Slack channel. An alternate is not going to get the information, the Zoom information, et cetera. That will be sent to the registered delegate. And the registered delegate will be responsible for transferring it over, just giving it to the any alternate. So that's how we work the alternate.
Not good. Herman, what do you want to do? He's
Well, okay.
breaking up on his camera.
I'll let me share this.
And observers can register at any time. Oh boy.
If you want, Marcus, I can do this part.
Okay, he logged off.
Where did I? Okay. Yes, so here's the conference webpage, which Marcus mentioned, and registration. Essential resources. Here is where you'll go to the portal. And this has all of the information that you will need. So it has some really good delegate information throughout the years. There's a delegate handbook, which is also really helpful. This kind of tells you everything that you need to know as a delegate in general. And then the reference materials. And then here's the conference meeting content. So this will include information about like the minority opinions. And there's a participant checklist. So it's really good, has a lot of good information. The final agenda you can get either here, or if you go to the conference
Where's
webpage.
here? You're going a little bit fast.
Sorry.
You said the final agenda is where?
Is on this link here in the
Okay,
portal.
I see. Okay.
And
And
then
the
you can
portal,
also.
you were going a little fast. I'm sorry, because I was writing, but the portal is just when you get into that business dash meeting site, it's just you just keep scrolling down, and that's where the portal is. It's on
The
this.
portal, yep, it's in the middle.
It's in the middle. Okay. I just want to make sure you're gonna I took my eye away from the screen for a second. Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
There's a lot in here, so I just, want to
Yeah,
make sure I know where I'm going.
there's a lot of information. There's also resources for next meeting that
Oh, okay.
also has the agenda. It also has some technical information, which can be helpful about Election Buddy, translation chat. So that's good to review before.
Election buddy,
And that's Election
election buddy.
Buddy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say election buddy is the system that we use for voting. It's just the name of the app that we Oh,
use.
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for explaining that. I would have been okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay. And then, okay, so that's the conference webpage. Registration or changes in delegates needs to be done by September 22nd. Observers can sign up at any time, even the day of the meeting. And then essential resources, what we talked about, the CBM portal, the delegate handbook, which is in the portal. And then there's also the operating policy and procedure manual, which is the OPPM, which has all the conference related rules around voting, things like that.
That's what Mary J. Joe wrote, right? I've been on that committee, yes.
And so for preparation, you will receive, we'll email out updates. So check your email. The last letter that went out in terms of communication went out about a week ago. Zoom information will be sent. Usually it's, I think, somewhere between Monday and Wednesday. So be looking out for that. It'll also, in the email that you get with the Zoom information, it also has your Election Buddy login. So this is a login that you'll use to
Oh.
vote, and it's different for each person.
Okay.
And there's also worldwide online voting, which is overnight voting. And there will be a link, usually a link for that. And then Slack, is optional, but there's the two Slack channels for registered delegates. There's an information channel, and this is where information about, different things is placed. And then there's a discussion for anything that delegates that want to discuss something. There will be a pre-meeting help desk on the day of the CBM at 8:30. And this is if you have any questions about the process, the agenda, voting, what's going on, you need tech help. So these are like the time for like the last minute questions, basically. We'll be there 30 minutes early. Oh, good. Marcus.
Yeah, I think I can probably do the rest of the slideshow. Do I sound okay now?
Yeah, you sound good now. I'll do the slides because maybe that'll help.
Okay. Thank you.
Real quick question, Carmen, or Marcus. So we'll be getting an email that will prep us for the election buddy and everything, right?
Correct. And it'll have your
Yes.
logon information.
Okay, when should we get
And
that
there's
by?
two separate.
Oh, go ahead.
They do it sometime between Monday and Wednesday.
Okay, thank
Because
you.
registration closes Monday, and I think they send it out on Wednesday. Is that right, Mary Jo?
Yeah, it's closer to Wednesday. Yeah.
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 Okay, cool. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, thanks. And on as far as protocol in the meeting itself, having your video on is optional. And with the video on, you should avoid distracting stuff. Like at the bottom, it talks about please turn your video off if you'll be moving around. Limit nonverbal commenting while someone's speaking, making faces or whatever. So yeah, just be aware of that with your video. And then delegates won't have the ability to just randomly unmute themselves. You must be called on. So you raise your hand, and then you'll get a prompt that the that you'll be asked to unmute yourself, and then you can unmute. So that's how that works. And we'll have some trusted servants doing the unmuting, just a Zoom, with a Zoom. We communicate digitally, raised hand, raise your hands. The chat function, it won't be enabled for everyone to talk, to chat to everyone. That you'll be able to chat to people who are it'll be enabled for, I believe it's going to be for hosts and co-hosts, but really the main person that to chat to will be this the traffic controller, which is and I think we'll cover that a little bit later in this in the slideshow. It'll be it's like they take the information, they take the chats, and then like if it's a point of information, or maybe it's a point of order, maybe the person that's asking it or stating it doesn't really know exactly where to go. So by putting it in for this traffic controller, they determine like where it goes to. I think, is that the next slide, Carmen?
Let's see. Yes.
Yeah. So the traffic controllers, you send all the messages to them and they'll forward it to the right person. Point of order, that is possible violations of the process. For example, if a vote's being taken on a motion without a second on it, something like that, something in the process that is not going according to the OPPM or parliamentary procedures. And point of information, that's to get information. If you don't know, where can I find the agenda? What committee is presenting right now? Stuff like that. Where would that passed motion be? Where could I find the text of that passed motion or something like that? And then IT help, that would be, where, yeah, you can't vote, you don't have an election buddy, email, stuff like that. Trouble with your trouble with the Zoom, and point of safety. That's if somebody's, contact is seems unsafe. A delegate or a trust or a meeting servant, if their behavior seems unsafe, or say something that was said seems inappropriate, stuff like that would be point of safety. But you can go to the traffic controller with any of those. So really, we used to go to each one of those. You'd have to figure out which one you went to, but this year we're trying this, for this meeting, we're trying this central point of traffic controller. So that's who you chat. Yeah, and Mary Jo.
Actually, I was just going to say that that's a new terminology for this meeting, so it won't be familiar to very many people at all.
All
Yeah,
right.
we couldn't think of a different word, a different phrase or title.
So additional technical resources. You can contact the IT staff by messaging Martin C or Brad L on Slack. You can email the IT manager at ACAWSO. And then this Election Buddy video, it will be shown at the beginning of the meeting, but you can also there's a link in the agenda to that video, and it kind of goes over how you use Election Buddy, because we'll be using Election Buddy during the meeting to vote on motions and proposals, and then it'll also be used after the meeting on worldwide online voting. So and it's pretty straightforward. Once you do it once or so, you'll get the hang of it. It's not too complicated. And you can
Should we
come.
play it or no?
Go ahead.
Should we play it?
Yeah, maybe
Or
so. It's
Oh, and
not.
I think Mary Jo.
While you're getting ready for that, you're referring to links being in this PowerPoint. Is this going to be given and available to the people who attend or
Oh,
any
great.
delegates?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, you know what, Carmen? When you share screen with it, go back and stop share. And then when you go up, because I think the audio is not on, right? Is the audio on? I couldn't
Okay.
hear. Then
Looks.
when you share screen, there's a little box to check. So go to your share screen, and then in the upper right, there should be
And I wanted to
before you
review
share,
some
before you pick
of the
anything.
Election
There
Buddy
you go.
voting for the third day of the ABC, which is going to start on July 23rd at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. This may be a review for a lot of you, but I thought I'd go through it anyway. Everyone's going to get an email just like this if you're the primary delegate. And when you come down here, it's going to have your link for Election Buddy, and it's going to have your access key and your password. Now, the difference for you is that your access key will probably be your WSO group number, and your password will be a random 5 digits. This is what you're going to be using for Election Buddy. There's two things you should know. One, when you get this email, we want you to re-read it through because it has some good information on it about the event. And we want you to go ahead and do this practice poll by clicking this link. Now I just clicked the link and there is a practice poll here about favorite seasons. So I'm going to click that. Now you notice that it started to fill it, autofill it with my password filler, so you may have to clear yours out. Mine was access key is web 100, and I'm going to type in the password it gave me. Now, where did I get this information? From the email. So go ahead and I'll click vote now, cancel my password thing, and it's going to do a practice poll for me, just asking me which one of the seasons they'll like best. So let's go ahead and I'll choose autumn. Now I'm not done here. I'm going to click continue. Then I'm going to confirm it by seeing that I chose autumn, and then I can click submit. And now I'm actually ready, or actually my poll has been submitted. Now, when I'm going to be ready for the next poll, I always want to hit next vote. Now, during the ABC, you're going to, when we get there in the morning, when it comes to start talking about the tests, we're going to run another practice poll at that point. What we'll have everybody do is log into their Election Buddy account. Now, where do you get that? Remember, straight from the email that you have. You'll click the link, and then you can copy in your access key and your password. During all the polls during the day, as long as you don't close your Election Buddy screen, you shouldn't have to log in anymore. If you have any problems with polls not appearing, all you need to do is go ahead and refresh your screen. And remember, after you vote, click next vote. So just to summarize, before the ABC, we're going to do a practice poll. And when we get to the ABC, we'll all log into Election Buddy together, and we'll go through it one more time. So thanks so much for li listening, and enjoy the ABC.
Okay. Okay, there we
Thank you,
go.
Carmen.
And I just want to point out this that recording was made 3 years ago, and it references the ABC, but I'm sure everybody probably figured that out that we're not doing an ABC now. But I'm going to mention to IT that maybe they might consider updating that when they have time to. Pass.
Okay. Thanks, Mary Jo. And so conference website, and I think we did just go there, and I
We
went
just went.
there. Kind of went sideways, but I think Carmen, you had gone there, right? Okay, so any questions on the stuff that we've covered so far? Or anything we didn't cover about that those items.
Not
Okay.
for me, thanks.
Thanks, Rick. All right, so I guess we could go to the next section then.
Okay.
And this is the so are we going to play this one too?
We're not going to play this
It's
one, but
pretty long.
these slides will be available, and there is this has a link to a parliamentarian training from the paid parliamentarian that we had for the ABC. So a lot of the information is relevant to any delegate meeting, and it's good information to have about just basic parliamentary proceedings. And group safety and personal respect.
Well,
Oh, go ahead.
yeah, go ahead. The setting the tone. I think I tapped this link before. I think it may not be quite,
Okay.
didn't work for me, but then my computer's not doing too well, so.
Yeah, it didn't just now it
But I
didn't
was
work,
able
but
to get to it through the yeah, that's what I got. But it's
up
also it's
there.
in the agenda. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. There we go.
And the link in the agenda goes there. Yeah. And this is the setting the tone. I don't know. I don't know that we were going to read this, right?
No.
But this kind of it a lot of it will be read during the at the beginning of the meeting, and it's kind of talking about actually just being respectful and using I and me statements similar to meetings. Avoid saying you, they, and we. And so, yeah, it kind of goes over. Being mindful and kind of try to be loving service, basically. And then, if it seems like problems are happening or you're feeling uncomfortable about stuff, chatting the traffic controller, asking for a point of safety. And then we had, meditations to read that we might read during a pause. Sometimes if things get heated or et cetera, we'll pause and maybe read a meditation, listen to some music for a little bit. And so I guess that's the end of this section. And how about questions on that last section that we covered?
Not I. I'm good. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Okay. And then I think Carmen is going to do this tour of the online agenda, which can be found.
So the two
I guess I see
places
the
it can
web.
be found is in the portal and then on the conference webpage itself. So the agenda, there will be 45 minutes of introductions. So it's some introductory reading, welcoming the delegates, Zoom information, technology briefing. We'll talk about the safety protocol and establish quorum. And then the meeting pretty much gets started. And then for 10 minutes, there will be an ABC committee chair report that'll give some updates about general processes for these meetings and what we're doing in terms of building this up for the future. The next will be minority opinions. And I don't, Annette, you didn't attend the last ABC, right? So
No,
this
this is my
yeah.
first.
Yeah, so this may be difficult for you because you weren't there for the initial presentation of these three motions.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So in the portal, there is information about each of the three of these motions. So if you wanted to read ahead of time, and part of it is if you're comfortable voting, doing a mi voting for the minority opinion for this, you can. If you feel like I wasn't there, I don't feel comfortable, then you can abstain.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right. And then usually what will happen is we'll have 90, we'll have three opportunity, each one will have three people that can give a brief minority opinion. Then we see if anyone would wants a revote, and if it's a certain percentage, then it goes for a revote. The next is a racial trauma service group report. This is carryover business from the ABC, and that'll be 20 minutes. And then we'll go to ballot proposal 13, which we also didn't get to at the ABC, and this is posting of committee minutes and reports. And this has a link to the proposal. And it also has a link to the voting process. So you can read both of those, the voting process and the motion. Next would be a motion from the nominating committee regarding board fitness input form. This also in here is a link for that. which is there. And then it also has a link to the voting process that will be used. And then it will go to the board report, which is actually in there. And there will be another motion, which is ABC Committee Sustainability Charter Restructuring. There'll be a brief presentation and then a vote. And there's a link to the motion there. There will also be a link to the PowerPoint presentation that you guys can review ahead of time if you wanted. And then from 3:25 to 4:50, we run through this list as time permits. We have about 85 minutes. And so there are four motions, and one report and feedback. We'll probably, to be honest, get to the first two, maybe possibly the third one. So I'd kind of focus in on there if you're gonna review them ahead of time. But of course, if you can review all of them, that's great too. And then we will close. So it's going to be a lot of business. Half the meeting is on leftover business from the ABC. And then there's the other half is some new business. So a lot of motions and things to vote on. Any questions about how the meeting will flow in terms of kind of how things will go? Okay. Oops. Oh, that's the end. That is the end. We do also need to go through the voting process. Is that correct, Marcus?
Yeah, I think
Or is
so.
that something that you guys want to go through? I think I can bring up the OPPM. All right, let me share screen. Okay. So most of the motions, with the exception of one proposal, will be following this motion process. The proposal is very similar, just there's a couple of little different caveats. So, and this is the process for basically committee motions, board motions, and time-sensitive floor motions, which we won't be having. So one is the motion is presented, and the presenter has 5 minutes. Then after it's presented, a delegate needs to second it. And then it will go up for discussion for 20 minutes. And every delegate that speaks is given 1 minute to speak. Unless English is your second language or there's some reason you need more than a minute, you'll be given 90 seconds. And then a poll will be taken, and it'll be, I'm in favor of the motion and I want it to go to worldwide online voting. I'm in favor of the motion, but I'd like some changes. I'm in favor of deferring it to a future meeting. I'm not in favor, and I'm abstaining. And what we're looking for is 60%. So if one of these options gets 60%, that's what we do. If it doesn't, then we drop the one with the lowest percentage and include I abstain. So, for example, if I'm in favor of deferring the action to a future meeting got the lowest percentage, that would be taken off the list and it would be A, B, D, and E. And then you vote again. And then we see if anyone got 60%. If it didn't, then you take off the lowest one and then you vote again. Ideally till you get 60%. If we go through this whole process and nothing gets 60% after we go through the process, then it goes to the board and they make a decision on it. And just keep in mind that this is voting to send it to worldwide online voting. You still have to vote on worldwide online voting. So after the CBM, you still have to go to worldwide online voting and vote. This is just saying we want to send it for further voting, basically. And any questions about that? Hopefully, I explained it decently. Do you have anything to add, Mary Jo?
Yeah, I was just thinking that the reason we do, I don't know if you said this, that the reason we do worldwide online voting is that to accommodate all the time zones around the world, that there are some people who may be able to attend part of the meeting and maybe some that can't attend any of it because it's the middle of the night for them. And we do have recordings of the pertinent discussions that they can listen to that'll be on the conference webpage. In order to vote and have an informed vote, but that's why we do the worldwide online voting. We used to call it overnight voting, and then we realized that's awfully North American centric. So let's be inclusive, worldwide online vote.
And that closes the next day, right?
Yes, usually for a one day meeting, I think it's yeah. Where the 2 day events, the first day's voting ends before the start of the second day, but when it's 1 day event like this, it'll be sometime the next day. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
And then, if, for example, there's one particular motion that says, I am in favor of this motion, but I would like minor changes. So that goes through an additional process because then we have to vote on the actual minor change. So that adds on something called the alternative motion process. And that will usually, and that's only if option B gets 60%. And that will be there's 3 minutes of reflection, then 10 minutes for people to submit alternative motions. And this is you can't change the motion too much, but so it's just leaving for minor changes. And then
Does
the
the alternative
parliamentarian.
motion also need to be seconded
Yes.
It does not. Oh,
By
does
a
it?
delegate?
Yes, it does. I think so.
Okay.
Technically, the second on it is when
Initial.
gets voted on. I mean, because they all sort of go in a hopper, and yeah.
I thought it was like seconded and then a determination, and then a determination was made if it fits the category, and then it goes in. Isn't
No,
that?
I think it just they put the motion, the person gives the motion and then the parliamentarian rules on it and then it goes into the hopper.
I should know this.
Huh. I
I
guess
will know
so.
it by Saturday.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. And then the parliamentarian will rule on it. And then after we get all the motions on a screen, then delegates will have 15 minutes to discuss all of them. And then you will vote on the alternative motions. And it's very similar to the last process, except in this case, those that receive less than, if one gets 60%, that's the one we go with. If not, then the one that received, all that received less than 20% is removed from the list, and then another vote is taken, and then if that doesn't get 60%, those that receive less than 20% are removed again, and you revote until you get to something with 60%.
Okay.
Oh, Mary Jo?
Yeah, I looked it up. It is counterintuitive, but the alternative motions in the crafting a motion process don't have to be seconded. And that's a a hole in the process, but it is what it is for now.
Yeah. All right. And that's the alternative motion process.
And this part, that part, the alternative motion process can be kind of, that can kind of be the most confusing in a way for me. It was, it still is a little bit. It kind of moves fast because, you know, you have 3 minutes to come up with the wording of the alternative motion and put it in chat. So that's not real long. So, I mean, one thing is to if you have something that you're feeling is not right in a motion or that you feel needs to be changed beforehand, it's good to have in mind what you might want to say as an alternative. And that part's probably the kind of quickest part. Most things going on is during that.
Any other questions?